Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 393 on Saturday, 14th of February, 2026. Hello, happy Valentine's, all of that. Hope everyone's well. If anyone is here, hope you're having a good day. We've got the episode this week due to scheduling, and we won't be back for 2 weeks, so that's just a reminder. So I'm not expecting a huge show. We've got a couple of things that we can talk about. But other than that, it's just to touch base and make sure everyone's doing well and having a good time with the challenges, which I notice we've still got quite a few people playing with our state of the challenges, which is great to see. Hey, Zeb. Hello, been a lazy day for me, just what I needed after this week. You've had a crazy week, always good to have a lazy day for sure. I'm guessing you are busy leveling or doing pre-midnight stuff, I'm assuming. So, it's good to have a lazy day. It is quite cool and it's been rainy for a couple of days. What are we at today? We're at 22 drizzle. So we've got drizzle all day right through to about 11 o'clock tonight. We've had rain for the last couple of days. Well, drizzle. So it's wet. It's a lot cooler than it has been, and so yeah, it's nice to be able to have a bit of a lazy day ourselves here, which is good. Okay, so let's go into news. So we've got a couple of congratulations. So we've got a congratulations to Iron Chara. Charmeron are becoming our 56th Wall Within Iron Man Challenge champion, and Izzy5 becoming our 6th Bloodthirsty. So we've definitely had a lot of people leveling, and obviously the push through with the sneezes. Obviously with the stats we're the stat squish and the bonus Winds of Fortune is making, you know, perhaps if there's a lot of people pushing through trying to get max before midnight actually hits. So it's good to see that we've got quite a few out there. I'm waiting to hear from both of these champions if they can get in contact. If I haven't heard anything in a couple of days, I'll just do a basic post. All the write-ups for our previous champions are up on the website, so wowchallenges.com. Who sent me through? I got a fairly epic tale from that I just posted yesterday. Who was that for? Takari. Takari sent me a lot of information for their pacifist that they'd leveled. So it was an orc warrior, and extra screenshots and a whole big story. So I had so I've put in the whole story from Takari up on the website. So that was a little bit different, which is always great when we get a lot more completeness to somebody's journey. So, but again, we've had a lot of people leveling. Can you believe that we've hit 50, what did I just say, 56 irons for the War Within, which is crazy. And I noticed that we've got another iron who has just dinged about an hour ago, Iron Prayer. So they've just dinged Iron Man, so we've got 57. They'll be our 57th Iron Man, which again is which is amazing to see so many for this expansion, which is great. Zep managed to sleep in and then did a little pre-patch stuff and Lovers in the Air dungeon runs. Yes, of course, Lovers in the Air has already started. Zaya did the write-up on the website, which again, if he is around, thank you for doing that. I didn't notice a huge amount of difference. We've still got the Lovers in the Air festival area that's still being utilized. I didn't notice any new quests at all. I think there was a new mount, but obviously, again, if you're running some of the stuff as a challenge tune, please be careful. No good for bloodthirsties, of course, but there may be some passy safe stuff, and you'll probably find iron, green, and probably working would get a fair amount of benefit from if you can do the quest. But again, be careful, because if you're doing the portal for the scenic travel one that'll take you to like Grizzly Hills, if you're taking down collecting the flowers, just remember that the flowers can spawn some high level flowers that are quite aggressive and do a fair bit of damage. So again, it's picking and choosing if it's worthwhile to do on your challenge turn. Some maybe, but definitely if in doubt, then leave it alone and just utilize it on your main, or try it out on a scout tune. See if it's worthwhile doing. But yeah, there is, I'm pretty sure there was a new mount and some new cosmetic stuff, which again, if you're just trying to get a little bit of bits and pieces utilizing the challenge tune, just again, be wary of what you're doing. But the write-up is up on the website, so thank you, Zaya, for doing that one. Okay, so a couple of things that I wanted to mention. So we have got, I'll just put the links in chat, so if you want to have a look at what I've looked at. So on the Blizzard website for World of Warcraft, we've got the WoW Weekly talking about the pre-expansion, Silvermoon City Tour, and all of that. So obviously we're in countdown to midnight, and midnight will launch worldwide on March the 2nd at 3 p.m. PST. For those that have got early access starts February 27th. So that's just a reminder for anyone with early access, you've got that. What was I going to mention? Oh, there was a Warcraft short story, Legacy of the Amani, which I have yet to listen to. It's being read by the person who's voicing Mila Lee as Zul'Jara. She's voicing it, and I saw it last night. I've still got to listen to the whole thing. It goes for a good, I'm pretty sure it goes for a good hour or so. And it looks good. So again, if you're into the story and the lore and all those bits and pieces, that's definitely something, you know, good to put on in the background while you're playing. Obviously, being careful with the challenge tune, not to do something wrong, as some of us do get a little carried away. All right. What else did I want to mention? The other thing had to do with class tuning, which, so this was on WoWhead about the class, massive class tuning incoming on February 17th. Reset for midnight pre-patch. So Blizzard has released class tuning hotfixes that will be coming with the February 17th weekly reset, including substantial increases for healer damage. But there's a whole, obviously, the whole list of all the classes and what's being looked at. I mean, again, if some of that won't really hugely impact on a challenge tune, it can, depending on obviously what you're running. So if I'm looking at Monk, we've got Windwater Walker, it says all damage decreased by 10%. That could definitely be affecting. Rogue, rupture damage for the rogue, rupture damage increased by 5%. So again, just a couple of things to keep in mind with things being reset. Always a good idea, strip your tune down just in case any other changes happen to be implemented from Blizzard's end. With this update to the class changes, so log out when you log out in, you know, it's always good to log out somewhere not necessarily in the capital city. If you're Alliance side, you know, a good place might be like Goldshire or Dunmorrow. You know, down like outside the main, So when the servers come back up and everything's back to being live, and this goes for obviously with the expansion hitting on March the 2nd, put your tunes somewhere where might not be as condensed with people logging in, just pop them somewhere safe. So, because regardless of whether it's a DC from your end or a DC from the server, shut, you know, if there's hiccups or anything like that, a death is a death, and there's nothing that we can do about once you're flagged for that. So just keep that in mind when you're playing your tunes leading up to the expansion release as per se. Okay. So I wanted to make note. So this week will be the class tuning incoming. So just be aware and tread carefully when you log back in for this week and over the subsequent next couple weeks, with midnight hitting very soon. Okay, the only other one that I did have, which had to do with Lovers in the Air, and it was just new rewards, so mount weapons ensemble. So there's a new spring butterfly mount, which comes from if you're running that the dungeon. So that's obviously, you're not taking a challenge tune unless you're one of the teams, and there only seems to be one iron team running currently, or that's leveling currently. There's an ensemble of like shoulders and crown and belt, I think it is. So there is, you know, cosmetic things if you're looking at getting that. Other than that, doesn't appear to be any different on the quests. It's just cosmetic stuff that seems to be, yeah, that seems to be different. So again, just keep an eye on what you're doing on your challenge tunes to see if it's, some of the stuff may be worthwhile doing, some of it most definitely might not be. Don't try and jeopardize your tune for the sake of what you know, you might be thinking of getting some XP and think, oh, she'll be right, and when you might end up flagging your tune or worse, losing that tune altogether through a death or something like that. So again, just tread warily if you're going to be doing world events. And write-up is on the WoW Challenges website if you want to look at what might be good for the challenge that you're doing. Okay, so the other thing I want to make mention of, Zaya is working on a WoW classic Iron Man. We've got no ETA at the moment as to when that will happen. We're hoping it will come this year at some stage. So just letting you know that yes, it's something that we've been talking about for quite some time, And it seems that we now have got the capabilities with the API access. So Zaya is looking into that. It's gonna take some time, but just know that yes, we are working. He's working on it, and once everything's sorted, we'll let you know. But obviously, midnight's just about ready to hit, so it's not a priority, but it is something that we do want to have it going live this year. So we'll see how that goes. Hi, Evie. Hi, welcome, welcome. How are you? Hope you're well. So yeah, so that's I just want to bring that up. So that'll be our WoW Classic Iron Man. At the moment, we're only concentrating on looking at doing Iron Man for Classic. There's a fair bit involved, so we're not going to look at anything else at the moment. What might come in the future, don't know. But yeah, just letting you know, WoW Classic Iron Man, working on it. And we'll let you know with an ETA when things are sorted out with that. All right, so I think I've covered all the main points that I wanted to bring up. So of course we've got, like I said, just to recap, we've got class tuning happening this week. So again, be aware of it, be wary of where you're going to be logging out, and if you need to strip your toon, strip them down and put them somewhere safe, and we'll see how that goes. Early access will start on February 27th. The next show will be February 28th. Which will be the show right before midnight launches. Launch date for that is the March the 2nd. As we said, which for Australia will be March the 3rd. I'm not sure what time that works to, but yeah. All right. Let's have some coffee. Oh, that's better. All right. So we're going to do state of the challenges. Now, as I said, we still have got people out there leveling, which is great to see. Irons. All right. Let's go. So we had 10 irons this week. So at number 10, we've got Forge Femme. Forge Femme, level 25. 9 is Steel Spirit at level 30. 8 is Trembique at level 32. 7 is Kaiseki at level 37. 6 is Iron Scorp at level 37 as well. 5 is Pod Therapy at level 45. 4 was Iron Prayer at 75, but we know that they have just dinged, being the, what did I say, the 57th iron for the War Within, which is fantastic. 3 is Kim Wexler, level 76. Then number 2 was No Fall Damage, hit level 80, but they were yellow flagged due to killing blows percentage. Something was off with them, so they were yellow flagged. And number 1, Iron Chemerin, hit level 80, which is, oh, that's right, they're a Void Elf Demon Hunter, So I don't actually need a write-up for them. It'll only be for Izzy 5. The Bloodthirsty. Alright, so Bloods, we've got 4 Bloods. We've got at number 4 Hemolock at level 14. 3 is Higher and Bloody at level 26, but they are red flagged due to one epic slot being equipped. Bugger on that. Hate when that happens. 2 is Silver Hell. They hit level 78. And number 1 was our Izzy 5, hitting level 80, which again is fantastic. That becomes our 6th Bloodthirsty this expansion. Pacifist, we had 1 pacifist. We had Edelweiss hitting level 12. There was no working green or tins this week, but we did have the iron team of Team Bear hitting level 28. And they're currently the only team that's going, so there's no Bloods or Greens teams at all. So again, fantastic to see people out there leveling and utilizing the things that are available, I guess is the best way to say it, with the Winds of Fortune and the Stat Squish that has just happened. So it's people are still utilizing and obviously wanting to hit max level before the new expansion hits. So again, well done to our leveling people. Commiserations on those that we lost this week, or those that we've lost through, you know, things like equipping and whatnot. Evie, how's your greens going? I would think you would be. Have you still got any? I thought you had a 1 or 2 left. Good, I haven't touched them so much since pre-patch, unfortunately. But getting there, just logging on to one now. Nice. How many have you got to go? 2? 2 or 3? I know you're close. Oh, 4. Okay. Well, still getting there. You've still got, you've got a couple of weeks. Anything's possible. So you've got Warlock, Demon Hunter, Monk and Rogue. Alright, good luck. Level safely. And hopefully we might have some write-ups. Keeping me busy. Thanks, everyone. Okay. So, chit-chat. Alright. We have got... I was trying to find a really cute Valentine's joke, but they were all pretty So I found this one, which was just cute. What do you call an angry carrot? A steamed veggie. I thought it was cute. Alright, that's the only one I've got. Anyone got any jokes to share? Let me know. Alright. I think I've covered everything. As I said, it's only been a week since the last show. And obviously, not a huge amount has happened. We do have all the pre-expansion stuff happening. We've got a lot of people either getting ready for that or having a break until midnight hits, actually hits. We've got game, you know, many other games. People are out playing a lot of other games, so we do know people are keeping busy in whatever form that is, with playing either WoW or something else, which is fine. I've got an itchy nose, excuse me. So yeah, so I wasn't expecting a huge amount of news, but there were just those couple of articles that I wanted to mention, just in case if anyone's, you know, not aware or wanted to go and check them out. All right, anything? I'll give you a minute or so, just in case if I've missed anything. Anything, Zep? Evie, if you want to let me know of anything. Chris couldn't be here. She's tweaked her back, and she should be doped up on painkillers and hopefully asleep. So we send gentle hugs and hope that she's feeling better when she wakes up. As for that, nope, all good. Nice to have another episode of the podcast so quickly. Thank you. There's not a huge amount to talk about. We're all leading up to the expansion midnight, obviously. So, there is a lot going on with that, but also there's a lot of leveling going on with pre, because I know, like you said, Evie, you've got four tunes that you're hoping to cap out for the War Within before midnight hits. So level safely. Don't rush it. So we'll see how we go. So again, reminder, if you are the person who is leveled Izzy 5, our 6 Bloodthirsty, please get in touch with me in the next day or so. If I haven't heard anything, I will just do a generic basic post for the tune. But we do enjoy the stories. We've had a lot of people send me stories over the last couple of weeks. In particular, we've had a lot of leveling, and as I said, one of the epic tales was Takari, that I only posted, it was either yesterday or the day before, who gave me a lot more journey information and screenshots. So it was really always fun to read through that. It's just more not fun trying to fit everything in on the website. At times it can be, I'm not the best at trying to work out all of that. But anyway, it is up there. So if you want to go read it, it's a very, it's a great story on how they leveled the tune, which is great. And a lot of screenshots and a lot of fun perspectives, which I enjoyed. All right. Okay. Love a good write-up. We'll definitely have a read. Yes. And, you know, again, we obviously, not everyone provides a huge amount of details, and that's fine, but it's great when someone gives more than you're anticipating, and therefore you get, you know, like a broader story. So it was a really fun to be able to put all of that kind of information from the player's rasp is from his perspective leveling Takari. So yeah, so it's great. So definitely check it out. Have a read. All right. Well, I think we're done. Again, thank you guys for hanging out with me, giving of your time to be here. I do appreciate it. Best of luck with your leveling. Please stay safe both in and out of game. And we will be back on the 28th, February the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which for those of us ahead in time will be March the 1st. So yeah. All right. Let's play the outro and then we're pretty much done. All right. Bye guys. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta. Copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.